This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Andrew Finn McGill and Peter Mwanga grew up a world apart. Andrew is a fiddler. He learned to play music at the feet of his father, Jim, who's director of the Swannanoa Gathering. That's an annual folk arts series held at Warren Wilson College outside Asheville. Peter is from Malawi, one of the poorest countries in Africa. He began singing at an early age, later learned to play keyboards and the guitar. Both men have seen the ways music can call people to action. So they collaborated to use their artistry to raise awareness about the cause they both have a passion about, HIV/AIDS. Their new CD is called Mawa Malawi, Malawi. It's stories of AIDS. Andrew and Peter collected personal narratives from AIDS activists, families, and people living with the disease in Malawi and turned their stories into songs. Each of the tracks on the album is sung in English and Chichewa, which is the language of Malawi. And it features a number of guest musicians, including North Carolina's own Lizzie Ross.
It was all up to me. My sister died and left behind 7 kids. They say that's just what happens when you're pregnant and positive. But it's not just what happens. And what happens isn't just
tonight, Peter Mwanga and Andrew Finn McGill performed tunes from Mawa Malawi, Stories of AIDS, at Memorial Hall on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. But first, they're my guest in the studio. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank.
Peter, let me ask you the first question. Give us the scope of the AIDS problem. How serious a problem? How widespread is it in Malawi?
You know, when you get to Malawi, one of the things you see is, especially in the cities, is street kids, you know, begging in the streets. And that gives you a clear picture of the problem that we have. A lot of kids have been orphaned because most of their parents have died of HIV and AIDS. And mostly because of nutritional problems. Some of these people could have had medication, but because the medication goes along with good food and, you know, balanced diet, and they don't get that in poor families. So most of the parents die, and they leave behind little kids. And so that's the first significant thing that you see. And that's one of the picture that you get that just tells you what the kind of situation that we have because of HIV and AIDS.
That's a picture I would have as an outsider flying into Malawi, landing and walking the streets for the first time.
Yes.
Growing up in that environment, seeing it day after day, what kind of effect did it have on you?
It's a very strong effect. First and foremost, each one of us, you know, as a nation, as a people of Malawi, we are affected in some way because, I mean, you know, we have a big, we live in big families, you know, and our relationships are always entwined all the time. And you either have a distant cousin who's infected or you either have a distant relative who's infected. So in one way or another, it's something which we live with. It's not a strange thing that we have a relative or a friend or a neighbor who's HIV positive. And that's how it's affecting us back home.
It seems that if it's so prevalent and you grow up with it, as you say, there's always a member of your family, someone has contracted HIV. Does it have a numbing effect after a while? Emotionally, it must be draining to see this day after day.
It is, because everyone gets involved. Because, you know, the amount of support that an HIV AIDS patient requires is enormous. It's not like something, the kind of support you get when you have malaria, because, you know, there's cure for malaria, you know, but this is a disease that doesn't have a kind of cure. And it requires, you know, making sure that this person is on a good diet, and making sure that this person is keeping up with the medication, right? Because it's, you take the medication at specific times, and you know, people get tired of this. you know, because you're drinking the medicine the rest of your life. And so you need some kind of support. You need people from both ends to be able to understand what you're going through.
Andrew, how did you get involved in this project?
I was a senior at UNC Chapel Hill, fall 2008. And like a lot of seniors, I didn't know what I was going to do after school. So, but I knew what I was really interested in and really passionate about, and that's music and public health. So the beginning of my senior year, I decided to plan my postgraduate project because I love big projects. And I decided to create a project which would fuse these two interests of mine together. And I've long been interested in public health justice and getting proper health care to people who can't otherwise get it. And I studied abroad in Ghana in 2007, which really solidified an interest in African public health issues. And when you look at Africa as a region, HIV/AIDS is one of the biggest public health issues. And it's really fascinating for so many reasons how widespread it is, the social taboos. It's a very complex epidemic. So I had this idea to create a concept album where the songs would be musical reflections of those people, those personalities, those actual experiences of HIV that you don't always get in the statistics or on the news.
Will you play a song for us now and tell us a little bit about it? I think this first song you're going to play is not on the CD. Is that right?
Naliseo? Yeah. This is, Peter, you should introduce this one.
Well, Naliseo is basically, it talks about a sex worker. Mm-hmm. And a sex worker, in this context, I was writing supposedly like one of these sex workers is a relative that I discover in the city. And I'm sympathizing with this person to say, I understand your situation, but there could be other means of getting out of this kind of situation. And this is a person who's coming from a very poor family. So that's basically what Naliseo is all about.
Can we hear it?
Wow.
Peter Mwanga, Andrew Finn McGill from a project called Mau a Malawi, Stories of AIDS. It's available in, at storiesofaids.com. They're going to play a concert tonight at Memorial Hall with us here today. Tell us a little bit about the musical styles and how you worked out creating the songs and blending these styles. Andrew?
Well, my background is traditional Irish music. I grew up in Asheville, North Carolina, and got to study with a lot of amazing traditional Irish fiddlers at the Swannanoa Gathering, the music camps, which my dad runs. So that's kind of my first musical language. And I've explored other styles as well growing up. But that's musically, I think that's what I really bring to this project. And violin, guitar, low whistle, which is like an Irish flute, those are the three instruments I'm playing on the album. So there's a lot of Irish textures. And with this particular album, we really just tried to create music which was reflective of that person that wasn't specific to our particular genres. So, for example, we have one song about a woman who's deeply religious. So we tried to compose her song like a hymn, which is something that I didn't grow up playing, but we were able to sort of merge the Irish and Malawian influences into this hymn sound.
Will you play another song for us?
Sure.
So this particular song is from is taken from this new album, and it's called Tango.
Chikwembe tandizeni nsanga ditandizeni nsanga tandizeni nsanga vana vanga kwera kuchikwembe.
When a father buries his child, who will bury him? What we've buried in silence has taken my children. When a father buries his child, who will bury him? What we've buried in silence has taken my children. I watched my ministry slip away from me. Workers every month, then my children, how can this be? We built this democracy to speak for everyone. Yet the ones who should be speaking, we're losing one by one. When a father buries his child, who will bury him? What we've buried in silence has taken my children. When a father buries his child, who will bury him? What we've buried in silence has taken my children. I've gathered my countrymen to tell them of this loss. Now we've started speaking, but at much too high a cost. All of my life, I believed in sacrifice. But to give a son, I thought only God should pay that price.
Tandizeni nsanga, tandizeni nsanga, Bana vanga gwera kuchigwembe.
When a father buries his child, who will bury what we've buried in silence has taken my children. When a father...
Peter Mwanga, Andrew Finn McGill, their CD, Mau o Malawi, Stories of AIDS, available at storiesofaids.com. They're going to perform tunes from that tonight at a performance in Memorial Hall on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. The performance is free, but donations to support the Stories of AIDS project are encouraged. Thank you both so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Frank.
Very much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.